Ukraine security issue.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant was completely de-energized due to shelling by the Russian invaders on November the 2nd. The last two high-voltage communication lines with the Ukrainian power system were damaged. Ukrainian state enterprise National Nuclear Energy Generating Company in Rosatom reported. The station went into full blackout mode. All 20 diesel generators were switched on. Fuel for their work in the mode of complete de-energization of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant remains for 15 days. Energoatom also noted that due to the occupation of the plant and the interference of Rosatom representatives in its work, the possibilities of the Ukrainian side to maintain the ZNPP in a safe mode are significantly limited. The company appealed to the international community to facilitate the withdrawal of Russian troops from the city of Energodar and the return of that ZNPP to Ukrainian control for the sake of the security of the whole world. Russian occupiers are carrying out illegal construction of a spent nuclear fuel storage facility at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. This was announced by Oleg Korikov, acting chairman of the State Atomic Energy Regulatory Commission and chief state inspector of nuclear and radiation safety of Ukraine. According to him, the actions of the occupiers violate both Ukrainian and international legislation regarding the modification of the nuclear facility. We demand an immediate halt to this construction and the submission of documents justifying the safety of the storage of spent nuclear fuel, the safety of personnel and technology. Even despite the permanent presence of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA mission at the Zaporizhzhia station, it doesn't stop the Russians from arbitrariness and further harming nuclear safety. Representatives of the IAEA are currently on an observation mission and, accordingly, information is being received from the operating organization Energoatom and the IAEA. We expect appropriate actions from the IAEA in the nearest future, said Oleg Korikov. Russian troops again massively attacked the Dnipropetrovsk region. As a result of the strikes, residential buildings, an object of critical infrastructure and enterprise, were damaged, said the head of Dnipropetrovsk Regional Military Administration Valentin Reznichenko. The equipment of the Ukrainian energy system is damaged by 35-45% due to constant Russian attacks. Alexander Harchenko, director of the Energy Research Center, announced this. According to him, the facilities are being restored quickly, but the constant blows inflicted by Russia are damaging them again. According to Harchenko, the Russians have changed their tactics. Now they are not hitting protected dams or turbines, but transformer substations, which complicate the transportation of electricity. The resumption of the grain corridor shows that the Russian dictator Putin is yielding to stronger leaders who have a clear position. This was announced by the advisor to the head of the office of the president, Mykhailo Podolyak. He noted Turkey's role in restoring the grain agreement. According to him, Western leaders should understand that the head of the Kremlin gives way to people with a strong position. As it was reported earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the resumption of the grain corridor. Later, Russia confirmed that it was resuming its participation in the grain agreement. Meanwhile, the Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar reported that after the resumption of the grain corridor, 6 more dry cargo ships with agricultural products left Ukrainian ports. In total, 9.7 million tons of Ukrainian agricultural products have been exported since the beginning of the grain agreement, Akar added. The UN Security Council did not approve Russia's resolution on the creation of a commission to investigate the military biological activities of Ukraine and the United States. Only the Russian Federation and China voted for the resolution. The organization officially stated that they had no evidence of the presence of biological weapons in Ukraine or any programs for their development. President Volodymyr Zelensky commented on the position of Ukraine regarding peace negotiations with Russia in an interview with Czech television. According to him, Ukraine is not ready to make compromises with the Russian Federation again. Such decisions in the past were the biggest mistake of our country.
For this diplomacy, because they lie, they want to, you know, by diplomatic directions, stop the war. It's lying. Yesterday they said, we are ready. Ukraine is not ready. And today they attacked us by 54 rockets. Well, they are crazy. So they are ill. I can't understand. On their head. So what they are speaking about? How we can speak if they attacked us by 54 rockets? This day, half of the day. What about their speaking? I think they live in another planet.
So, no compromise. No compromise, only peremoha, only victory.
It's not about compromise or not compromise. Of course, only victory, but they have to do steps back,
said Volodymyr Zelensky. The Russian Federation seeks negotiations with Ukraine in order to get a so-called respite and then try to go on the offensive again after the winter, according to Oleksandr Musienko, head of the Center for Military and Political Studies. According to him, the main goal of Ukraine is peaceful development and existence on Ukrainian terms, which involve the complete withdrawal of Russian troops, cessation of hostilities and prosecution for war crimes before an international tribunal. In the deoccupied territories of the Kharkiv, Donetsk and Kherson regions, 27 torture chambers were discovered. More than 20 are in the Kharkiv region. The Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, Denis Monastirsky, said this. According to him, up to 40 people were kept in one cell which the occupiers set up in a police station in the city of Balaklia. The Russian occupiers subjected people to electric currents, beatings, various forms of abuse, including pulling out nails. Law enforcement officers have audio recordings of the conversation of the occupiers, where they talk about their crimes. The UN Commission has already recorded a number of signs of war crimes and human rights violations by Russia in the Ukrainian regions that were under the temporary occupation.